Blog Talk Radio.
There's a computer buffering. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. We in March, yo. 3 months into the new year. Spring is on the way. Killed a fucking mosquito in the house today. Like, how did these mosquitoes be getting through the door, y'all? Welcome to the off-ramp show for the people by the people. Show that embodies the people. Show me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. See what's popping in these streets. See how y'all feeling. See how you doing emotionally, physically, spiritually. And, you know, we just get together and see how, you know, how life is. See what you found interesting in the news. We discuss it. Judgment-free zone. We hide the names and the faces of the people to protect them. Feel free to call in 319-527-6060. We had off last week. I forgot why. I think I was just exhausted or something. This ain't something I get paid for. It's something that we do just out of enjoyment. Me and my folks started this show because, you know, you get online, you start arguing with people, and it's like, yo, let's put these Twitter fingers away and let's start really talking about our differences, talking about what we agree on. So if it's something you want to discuss, something you found interesting, something you want other viewpoints from different folks, different strokes, call in 319-527-6060. Got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Said been a couple weeks. We'll see if we can not get bogged down on one topic and burn through some topics. But, you know, it's the off-ramp. Ain't no rules. Try to be respectful to each other. Try not to talk over each other. That's the only time I try to only use the mute button so that people won't talk over each other, because just on the playback, you can't hear nothing. So, you know, with that said, we're going to get started. Again, if you want to call in, 319-527-6060. My baby sister started the Twitch for us. Went over to her house yesterday. She said, we're going to get this Twitch up and running. And then my computer died. So, maybe next week. We got DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. Why ain't you home, yo?
I'm on my way. Hey, good evening.
You out there in
How
the street
y'all doing?
Shaking your ass?
No, I'm working hard. I'm tired. I'm hungry.
Oh, well, I got a style
That's
and
all.
Some cooking for you.
So what?
I got some salad and a cookies for you.
Salad? Oh, all right. Yay, thank you. I know, I'm tired, but good evening, everyone.
Good. Got my man Blur in the building. DJ C-Sire, put yourself on mute while you're driving. Now, I don't know if you got the one sound, but it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Always blessed and highly favored, you know, God's chosen child. That's me. Thank you for having me.
God's chosen child. I thought that was Eddie Murphy.
No, that's the golden child. And that wasn't Eddie. Eddie was the protector. I'm the chosen child.
Hey, top five worst Eddie Murphy movie, too. DJ C. Siren's going to disagree.
I'm going to disagree. Yeah, you know what? Eddie went on a run of bad movies for a little bit. So yeah, I'm gonna disagree. It's not. He has five worse than that one. Yeah, easy.
Yo, one of them ain't Norbit. Norbit's hilarious.
You think Norbit is better than Golden Child?
Wait, I think Norbit is a top five Eddie Murphy movie. Well, I have to go through it in my head because I might be able to come up with five. You got Coming to America. You got Life. You got Trading Places. I'm not counting Raw in that. That's a stand-up.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3. Okay, so I'm at 6. Maybe not Beverly Hills Cop 2. I like Beverly Hills Cop 3.
I like 3, 48 too.
Hours. Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 3, I'll put over it. I'm not putting 2 over Norbit. I'll put another 48 hours over it. So I'm at 8.
I think Norbit's right around the middle. I definitely think he has 5 worse ones, and I think he has a lot more better ones, though. But, yeah, it's somewhere in the middle of the pack.
Ooh. You know what we forgot? Nutty Professor.
Nah, I was about to say that, because I think Nutty Professor was, like, a better version of Norbit, and I think he just went to the fat joke too many times when Norbit came out.
But I'm just saying that Nutty Professor, I'm giving above Norbit. Nutty Professor was a classic when it first came out.
Absolutely.
So I'm giving Nutty Professor over Norbit. DJ C. Siren, am I missing anything?
I kind of missed it. Are y'all doing best or worst? You said worst, Eddie. First, right?
No.
Did you change it?
I was saying that Norbit is a top 5 Eddie Murphy movie, but I just got the 8 that are better. So I was trying to think if there's any movie from Eddie Murphy that I might be missing. Look, Golden Child ain't in the top 20 for me. Give me Coming to America,
Boo,
too.
Golden Child is good. Golden Child's great. I like Golden Child better than Norbit.
Yeah, I'm putting Golden Child better above Norbit, too, man. I don't know about that. Here's one for you. Where do you put Vampire in Brooklyn compared to Norbit?
Oh, I'm taking Norbit over Vampire in Brooklyn.
Really?
I've never watched Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh, we got to watch that.
I've never watched that. I've never watched any quote-unquote bad Eddie Murphy movie. I never watched, what, Haunted House? I never watched, what's the space one? Or was that Bill Cosby?
Pluto Nash. Adventures
of
Pluto
Nash.
Pluto Nash.
Yes,
that's
why
I know, like...
Pluto Nash.
Oh, we forgot Dr. Hospital. Norbit's out the top 10.
You said which one?
We forgot Dr. Doolittle. That's above Norbit.
Yes.
The first Dr.
Yes,
Doolittle, but good-looking
yeah.
Raven Simone. Not fat Raven.
Yeah.
Mad rude, man.
I mean, I'm fat. We stick together. All right, I don't want to get bogged down to this. We got my man, New York,
okay.
In the building. New York, what's good, my brother?
What it do? What it do? Glad to be back.
Glad to have you. All right, let's get right in these topics. We can't get bogged on too much. We got too much stuff to catch up on. The first thing I want to discuss before we get to Blur's topic, Michael B. Jordan, it's a big week. Creed 3 is coming out this weekend. Man, I got. Hopefully me and DJ Siren can run and go see it, but we got a track meet. We got a basketball tournament. We got a basketball game. It's a busy weekend ahead of us. We got a funeral to go to. It's a long weekend ahead of us. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to see it. But Michael B. Jordan's on a press run, and there was a girl interviewing him. And she was complimenting him, and he said, oh, yeah, I remember the corny one. So it's made headlines. But before we get into the discussion, I want to clear something up. Oh, I don't want to clear it. I want to ask. Did she say, now he went to high school with her. Were they saying that she called him corny in high school, or because she's one of these blog people, did she call him corny in a blog and he read it when they were both adults? Does anyone know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not that difficult. And it's not even high school, apparently, or at least maybe they started high school together. They went to, like, a middle school together. The school Chad that she's talking about isn't a high school. But the co-host said he is corny, currently. Corny. The girl L'Oreal, who I guess she's not here. She's on the radio out here, or she was. The Morning Hustle morning show. I don't even know if that show got canceled. I don't really listen to the radio too much. She said, hey, we went to school together. So, yeah, the co-host said he's corny. Currently corny, called him corny. She said, hey, I went to school with him. We went to high school together. And we used to clown him. So she didn't say he's corny, but she kind of built on the girl calling him corny, and she built off of that, saying, hey, back in the day, we used to clown him. She didn't actually say the words he's corny or he was corny, that we clowned him for being Michael – his name being Michael Jordan and him walking around with a headshot, but she never said the words corny.
So he just
keep in mind, L'Oreal is a kind of, I'm going to say wannabe rapper. She was on Love and Hip Hop. So she's kind of in that kind of, crowd, and she's doing the blog radios or the, you know, podcasts and et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, he kept saying it was because his name was Michael Jordan. We kept clowning him because his name was Michael Jordan. But, Blur, real quick, did she mention that on her talk radio show after the interaction with him or before?
Before, so he was referencing that podcast when the co-host called him corny and she kind of doubled down and built off of that. So that's what he was referencing, which is, I think, the same reason she brought it up, too. When she brought it up to him, like, he didn't just jump out the window. She brought it up as like, hey, we go back to Chad. Like, so, yeah, you were just talking about us back in Chad and how you used to clown me. I was the corny dude, remember?
Right.
So now
Michael
B. Jordan is backlash because of this. New York, was you jumping in there?
No, I was waiting for you. I was going to jump in, but yeah, I was waiting for you. You can finish your point.
Well, I just want to know what y'all get. Well, New York, I'll come right back to you. But so Michael B. Jordan, you know, was on the red carpet or whatever. She was doing her introduction. He was like, yeah, the corny one, right? She was like, no. He's like, no, I heard it, but, you know, whatever, it's good. Come on, let's go. What's up? That's all the interaction I saw. I didn't see him publicly say anything bad about her. I think he just made it a point to let her know that he heard what she said. But, you know, he's getting backlash because people feel like he was intimidating her, he embarrassed her, and I just want to put it on the record that I stand with Michael B. Jordan. Honestly, I feel like he was way too soft on her because I told her, suck my dick. I'm rich, bitch. You don't get a word from me. But that's just me. New York, what do you think about the situation? I don't really think it's a big deal, but I thought it is interesting that, you know, people like Joe Budden were saying that he was corny for doing that. And I agree with him. Cool, you call me corny, now I'm up. Ain't that what we talk about with the haters? Go ahead, New York. What you think about the situation?
I was actually going to bring up the Joe Budden podcast too. In it, look, I stand with Michael B. Jordan. It wasn't like he did anything that was distasteful or anything like that. He did it a very subtle, just joking matter. Like, it wasn't nothing that she needed to be embarrassed about. I mean, she said it. You know what I mean? You got on it at the end of the day. I mean, he remembered it. He made light of the situation, and then he moved on with the interview. I don't understand why he's getting backlash because of it. He didn't do nothing wrong. He just acknowledged it and moved on with the interview. He did nothing wrong. he did nothing wrong in my eyes. Because, like, yeah, like you said, if it was anybody else, they would have kept him pushing, wouldn't even give her the time of day or anything else like that. Or it could have been wild disrespectful to her. But, yeah, I don't think Michael B. Jordan did anything wrong. He was subtle. He played it off, joking about it, and moved on in the interview like a professional. That's what he did. I ain't see nothing wrong with it. So, like, before, like that's why I don't agree. I don't – huh?
Do you think he should have did more?
I don't think he should have did more because I don't think it would probably warrant that way. I don't think he should have did more. I think what he did was fine towards a woman on the red carpet, and especially you got this whole you on this promo run, and then you want a press release and all this other stuff. He did good. He did good for him and his character. Now, if this was somebody like, you know what I mean, somebody that just don't give a fuck or anything like that about them, like if it's like some type of up-and-coming rapper from the streets or something like that and they don't know him and somebody playing with their name like that, then I expected a whole different response. So, yeah, Michael B. Jordan handled himself in an accordion matter.
DJ C-Sire, what do you think about the situation?
I don't listen to Joe Budden podcast, so I don't know if that's the only place or if there's more places you're hearing people saying that he was wrong for doing that, because everything I read, everyone was like, she got what, I mean, it, that they were with Michael B. Jordan. Like, it was funny. It was funny. Like, I'm going to do your interview. It's cool. It ain't no hurt feelings, but I'm going to remind you that you just, you know what I'm saying, what you just did, what you just discussed. I'm corny, right? Okay, let's do the interview. So, you know, yeah, it was a little, you know what I'm saying? It's a little fly comment, but it's nothing to embarrass anyone. She shouldn't be embarrassed about it. She's the one that was talking about it. So it's like, I'm not going to pretend like we were best friends in middle school or high school. I'm going to, look, this is what it is. You was talking about it. That's how it was. It's all, but, you know. We grown now, but I'm still remind you, and I'm not gonna pretend like I'm not. So, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. Blur, what you got?
Yeah, kind of along the same lines. So I don't know if he's getting backlash too much. The only people, and this is ironic, I thought about this. I was talking to my girl about it last night. The only people I hear giving him backlash is that New York blog, podcast, media. Like, I heard Joe Budden give him backlash, but I didn't really take that with two grains of salt because L'Oreal is Joe Budden's friend, and Joe Budden doesn't like Michael B. Jordan for whatever reason. It's a pretty obvious that he don't like him going back years, well before this. But Charlamagne did the same thing, like went on the radio and on his podcast, or not his podcast, but another podcast, and did the same thing with, like, yeah, that was kind of corny. But, again, that's somebody who is friends with the girl L'Oreal. These are people who are in that New York hip-hop urban media world. Like, so they know each other. They work together. They're friends. I think L'Oreal maybe – did she even come on the Joe Budden podcast? I don't know if she hasn't been on the Joe Budden podcast, but she has been on Charlamagne's show and Charlamagne's podcast a couple of times. And they've done plenty of shows together, so – I think that's just more of them sticking up for their friend because they knew the backlash was going to come towards her. Any news or media outlet not in New York and not in that market, they're not giving Michael B. Jordan backlash. It's the exact opposite. They're like, yeah, she got what she deserved. You can't bully somebody and then come up to them like, you dare to cover them. So, yeah. And I don't even think his energy was all that bad. I think the question comes in, like, do you do more? Because I'm with him, and I'm with you, Gun. I think he went light. She brought it up. Like, he might not even have said that. He was definitely giving her a look. So the energy was there. He kept looking her up and down, giving her the head nod. But she brought up, she's like, oh, yeah, I know we go back from school. Okay, since you're taking it there, let's take it there. But he could have went worse, but I think you just not say nothing at all. Like, if you're not messing with this person, do you just ignore them and give them an interview at all? Totally ignore them? Nah, don't touch me. I don't F with you. So I'm not going to give you no energy at all. or you do what he did, which was kind of, it was kind of, I don't say corny, but it was kind of spicy. Like, yeah, he wanted to let you know. He wanted to make it uncomfortable. I don't know if she has anything to be embarrassed, but it was an uncomfortable situation because you're asking me questions. You want to speak to me, but you was just not too long ago calling me corny, and you was calling me names and bullying me or teasing me, clowning me back in the day, but now you're here to see me. So it was definitely, and we're going to deal with that. We're going to have that energy is going to be there. So it was uncomfortable, or he could have really bombed on her and really embarrassed her. I think if he took it too far, it could have backfired. He could have been, all right, this isn't a good look for you. You should be bigger than that. And I think if he totally ignores her and she calling his name, Michael, 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 and he act like he don't hear her, then, yeah, that could have backfired as well. So I think he kind of threaded the needle just a little bit with making it uncomfortable. But I do wish he would have took it more. I think he should have did more. I personally would have been like, nah, he cool. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole problem. Like, as somebody who is good at talking shit, good at cracking jokes, like, you got to understand sometimes it's going to come back to you and you just got to take the L. I don't mind when people talk shit about other people, but I've always said you got to, it's what I said, and I still stand consistent with the Chris Rock and Will Smith comment. When you invite other people in your mouth, pause, hard pause, you have to be able to accept whatever comes with it. If she called him corny in high school, you could be like, yo, that's high school. It don't matter, yo. That could have been motivation for him. And as soon as he got the chance, he was going to let you know, I'm the sexiest man alive. You overweight. Like, you just got to learn how to chalk that up, yo. Like, and I don't understand why people get upset. If she called him anything derogatory, and he responded, how could you ever be upset with him? Now, should he put his hands on her? Of course not. But there's nothing wrong with responding when someone comes at you in a way. So
I agree. But I do think at some point you probably be above it. I think that's the only where I think backlash towards him comes. It's like you don't really like – at some point, you just ignore, like, people that are beneath you. And I think he was like, yo, like, we not that far removed from you getting, yeah, you're going to have to deal with this. Like, I don't think, well, maybe not Elon Musk because he's petty. Like, I don't think Bill Gates is worried about embarrassing the people who bullied him when he was in high school. Like, at one point, the wealthiest man in the world, he's changing the world. He's not trying to, like, oh, whatever. I'm past that. But I'm pretty sure at some point there might have been where he was like, oh, no, you come to apply for a job at my company? Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah, let's do this.
See, I don't agree with that. And I knew that's where you were going. I don't think Michael B. Jordan should stop her career or interfere with her making any money anywhere else. But if he wants to say, because it's not like she stopped him from achieving his goals. She said something slick. If he wants to say something slick back, it shouldn't be a problem. If all these people made fun of Bill Gates and Bill Gates says, hey, I could buy your wife and just looks at you, you got to eat
that.
Do
you think he would say that now? At some point, you just become above it.
There's plenty of people who won't say anything because it's just not in them. It's just not their personality. I don't believe that anyone's above anybody. So you can be above a situation if that's how you want to frame it. But what I'm saying is if you choose to respond, there should be no backlash because it's just your response. I also don't feel like if somebody said something about you, if it didn't stop you from like getting a job or getting anything, you shouldn't be Bill Gates now and say, oh, you called me a nerd in high school. I'm going to write a code to destroy your entire life. Like, that's too much.
No, I'm
like,
not
you know
saying
I mean?
That. But if you bullied Bill Gates and now you go to get a job and you're trying to get a job at Microsoft and he's the person you got an interview with, nah, he definitely would be in his full right to be like, nah, I'm not hiring you. Nah, he's not writing no code to destroy your life, but at some point he probably was doing hiring for Microsoft. Now, Bill Gates now, at whatever age he is, been the wealthiest man for a long time and is trying to get rid of his money, he's above responding to people who called him a nerd in high school. If he were to respond to somebody now, they'd be like, all right, Bill, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing? But when he was starting Microsoft or when he was first, you know, Windows 1999 or whatever, I think people would have been like, oh, yeah, that bully got what he deserves. If you are giving that energy back to a bully now at 50 years old or whatever age Bill Gates is, you've done, you know, changed the world and you still worried about your high school bully, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you should have got over this by now. It shouldn't be affecting you. It shouldn't something that you still register.
Well, we don't want to get bogged down. Anybody else got anything left on Michael B. Jordan and what's her name? Tore L'Oreal. She's named after the makeup. These people got to get better names.
I don't think it's exactly the same, but.
What did you say, DJ C-Sire?
She named after the makeup.
She named herself after the makeup. Is that her real name?
I don't think so. No, I wouldn't think so. I follow her on Instagram, but that's just because I watch Love Hip Hop, but that's me.
I've never heard of her a day in my life.
She's on Love & Hip Hop. You had to watch it with Joe Budden. So, but this, look, this is case in point real quick, just about being petty and what you, like, how far is too far. Now, I never said nothing to this person, but one year, the year that we'll say it was, like, winter break, time to go home, I needed a ride. I was going to stay with my dad's cousins in D.C. So they knew some friends who had a daughter that was going to Hampton. School I was going to, she was going to drive home, and she was going to take me. Cool. On the drive up, we realized we'll use PWI terms. We rushed the same sorority. We went to this, but we were, you know, seeing who was going to get accepted. Chick left me stranded in Maryland, D.C., and didn't drive me back home, back to school. I had to take the train back. She wouldn't answer the phone. She decided, I guess, she didn't want to deal with taking me back. Messed up. Well,
that's how y'all PBI
do. I made it. She didn't. I made it. She didn't. So the next year when she tried again, you know, I had my say. Like, no, bitch left me in Maryland. She ain't in. And she didn't make it again.
Why is she leaving Maryland?
Don't know. I had a phone number. I was calling her so to see what time we were going back. She wouldn't answer.
Did you give her any gas money?
I don't remember if I gave her gas money. I don't know.
That's why she
probably,
left.
Truthfully, probably not.
See, that's why she left your ass in Maryland.
I mean, if that was part of the deal, then, I mean, I just had to be told. Like, it wouldn't have been a problem.
That's funny. That's a good petty story.
Yeah.
Damn, you got stranded? That's crazy. So you stopped her becoming. She stopped her from pledging a PBI sorority. So did she ever pledge?
I don't know.
Oh.
Not while she was a Hampton, she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
New York, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm all good.
Okay. All right, cool. Blur, what else you got? What you want to talk about this week?
Oh, man, you know, I had topics. I don't even remember. The Michael B. Jordan was one of the joints. Let me think, what else was on the list? Oh, did y'all hear? What'd you say?
Would you pay for social media?
Yeah, that was what I said. Did y'all hear that Twitter, I'm not even on Twitter right now, but I heard because I'd be listening. I listen to my tech blogs and my tech YouTube channels all day. Twitter, and Meta in general, so not just Twitter, but Meta is initiating something just like Elon Musk was doing with Twitter, Meta's doing the same thing with Facebook and Instagram. We're going to offer a service, a fee, where you have to charge people to become verified, and they're going to they're rolling out other services with it, but it's to be verified, and as verified, you get certain other perks, things that might come with it. And I was thinking, I'm definitely not paying for Facebook. I don't know what Facebook could do that, what kind of service they could provide that would make me want to pay for it. Instagram, I'm on Instagram a lot more than I'm on Facebook or anything else, but I don't think I would pay to use Instagram, and I definitely don't think I would pay to be verified on Instagram. But they got me thinking, it sounds like all social media services are going to start offering some type of subscription, something where you have to pay for it in one way or another. Because before, they were like, the big thing, I think it was on, I can't remember what this, the documentary that came out was like, you know, if you're getting a service for free, it's because you're paying for it with your data or whatever it is, like that you're the product. I mean, at some point, they're going to try to get mining your data, and they're going to be charging, you're going to be paying them to give them their data. And I don't know if I could ever get to that point, but it got me thinking, like, what services could a social media app provide that I would be willing to pay for it?
I guess that's my first question. It's just it's interesting. So if I pay for Facebook, will they not mine my data anymore?
That's part of it. That is part of it. Like, you're paying for security. That's like the main big part with becoming verified. Like, they don't – well, they say they won't anyway. I mean, if you trust Facebook. But, yeah, they won't mine and spread, and, like, your data and any information won't be distributed to the, whatever Facebook does with it.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's worth it, but at this point, like, I think that'd be good for my son. But at this point, I think they got enough data on me as it is, because, you know, we were guinea pigs in that generation. I think they've already got our data before they started making rules on it. But
I mean, you change, though. If you go on in your life change, some of that information might need to be updated. And if you pay, it don't get updated.
I guess that's true. But, I mean, that's a good question. Would I pay for social media? The answer is no. I would get off social media today. I'm not really even on social media like that. Like, I crack a joke here and there on Facebook. I like Facebook because it's kind of like the old-timey people. Everyone's on TikTok. Everyone's on Instagram. I still don't be trying to click in a story. I ain't used the story feature yet. I think I did it one time by accident. Anytime I see y'all faces on that little circle up top of my Instagram screen, I wish I could delete all your faces because I'll never want to click on them motherfuckers. I do like the porn aspect of Instagram. Like, I think it'd be cool if on Instagram should get paid for that. But, I mean, but, yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, I can understand why that would be a popular thing. But I don't need social media. I'd be okay getting off of it. New York, what you got? Would you pay for social media?
Nah, I'm never paying for social media. I don't even think it's that serious at this point. I mean, nah, I would never do that. Not for no blue check, not for any type of, nah, I'm not doing that.
This shit, especially,
It's just because I come up in a generation where it actually started from. Like, you know what I mean? Back in the day, like, when I was, like, in sixth grade, MySpace was popular. Then it became the Facebook. Then it became Twitter. Then it was, like, Instagram and all this other stuff. All of that was free. All of that is free. Now you mean to tell me, now I'm 30 years old, I got to start paying for it? Nah, social media ain't that serious for me. It's been free all my life. Why all of a sudden now that I got responsibilities, I got to pay for it now? Nah, I'm not doing that. Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I guess Blur is right. Like, what am I getting with it? If you're saying, if I start paying for Facebook today, they'll erase all the data they ever mined from me, and I'll just go back to a random person on that. I think I would do it. But I think because we started with the internet, we started the social media generation, that it's too late for us. Like, your kids might be good enough, but, or maybe your kids' kids, because a lot of us post our kids on the internet, so they probably got all their data already too.
I don't know if they got all their data, but they clearly got some data on them. But remember when this first came out, when Elon first purchased Twitter? Y'all talking about how y'all get y'all news from Twitter and stuff like that? Like, you really think it's going to be easy to just, like, go off of social media? I mean, I think, again, for me, it might be pretty easy. Well, for some social media, like, I already don't even have Twitter. I got locked out and never cared to get unlocked. Instagram, I'm on a little bit more, and that's usually where I'm at most times. But yeah, I don't think I would pay for that. And like, Gunn, you said you get tired of people, like, seeing stuff that you don't follow. Like, what if you pay $1.99, you have to see no more ads and no more stuff that your friends like, and only the people you follow? They call it, like, a Twitter Direct or something like that. Would you pay for that?
I would do that. If I could pay $2 a month and I would never get an ad, I would never see anything except for the people that I follow, I would do that, because I would see my friends and, you know, whatever they post, but the information that I'm seeking, because that's what Twitter was great for. You could follow people who would give you the information that you seek, and it was streamlined in one place. I like sports. I like politics. I would be able to see just sports and politics, and my friends, and my folks. Now I get on there, and I can't tell you what's on my Twitter feed, because every time I go on there, it's like, I don't even know who these people are. All I do is see my brother Willie. He tweets stuff all the time. For some reason, his is always at the top of my list. But that's it. I think I would pay, in my head, I think I would pay $2, because $2 a month means absolutely nothing to me. So to have that convenience, I wouldn't care about spending it. But I don't know if I could still bring myself to actually pay for it, because I'd be like, yo, I don't need Twitter. I can just go on Google. I can just Google search anything.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't been on Twitter in forever, but I got to imagine that's a lot easier than having to actually go out and search for something specifically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why Twitter was great, because whoever you followed, you know, it provided you that information. Like, if you wanted to watch the Game of Thrones but didn't want to follow people, all you had to do was search for a hashtag, and you could be involved in the conversation. And then once you decided to get out the conversation, you never had to see it again. Now, I'm not on Instagram a lot, just because I don't take a lot of pictures. So I don't understand people. I don't even understand how people are getting them reels on Instagram. There's a whole lot of videos that Blur be posting in the group chats. I don't know where y'all see that stuff at. But we did an interesting theory about, I'd say, what was it, about 2 months ago, Blur, where we all took a screenshot of our search screen on Instagram. And it's hilarious what populates in your just search screen. New York, you ever done that? Just go to the search screen in your Instagram and see what your topics are. Damn, I'm not the mic over.
Nah, I haven't really paid attention to it, because it get me tight, because a lot of people, every time I go to my search, go to that little search bar or whatever, I see mad videos of spiders, and I'll be trying to figure out which one of my followers be watching spiders and insects videos that be putting that shit on my timeline. So I stay away from the search. I hate the search.
See, I thought Blur, you can answer this. I thought if he has a lot of spiders on his Instagram search, it's because he watches those videos.
Well, something, not necessarily him, but it's something, New York, that the algorithm think you like spiders. So that's what they try and show you. Like, and it's funny, like, I saw an interview with Mark Zuckerberg talking about, you know, not exactly, but somewhat of what goes into the algorithm. Like, apparently you must have stayed on the spider page maybe too long. And they're like, oh, he stayed on this one longer than he stayed on that other stuff. Even if you ain't like it or nothing, you just looked at it longer, they think you like that. So they're going to keep trying to show you more of what you like.
Nah, I think it's because I be saying I hate spiders. And, you know, when you talking to your phone or whatever, and next thing you know, you scroll through their Instagram and the ad pop up for spiders or something like that. I think that's what it is. I hate spiders. I don't want to see that shit nowhere near my timeline.
So I just opened up, and I'll never look at DJ C. Sharon. So I just opened up her search screen. She's got a chick shaking a salad.
No, it's the chick that does the Kardashian reels. She's hilarious.
She's got a person in the red boots, anime.
I do love the red boots.
Beyonce, Mariah Carey.
Janelle James.
It looks like anime, cartoons. There's a black Incredible. She got Jonathan Majors in the gay costume, which I guess we should discuss.
Got some Muslims.
She got a couple Muslims. And AKA, so. And gay people.
Yeah, they're funny.
I'm glad to see you ain't got no dick pics in here. You got some chicks with fat asses in here. Is that like just workout stuff?
Yeah, she's.
Or is that fake butt?
No, she's a workout person. I think that's got some stuff in.
So yeah, it's interesting what's on your search screen and how it gets there.
None of that is like unusual at all.
Like, I got a lot of, animals killing each other. I watch that Nature is Metal on Instagram. And it's like, it's some of it can be graphic, but it's really just like animals in their habitat. Because, like, I got a lot of friends who are vegan, who are very tree huggerish. Is that racist to say?
Tree huggerish?
Yeah, well, you know, they love the world and, you know, take care of the animals, and every animal needs a home. Like, even DJ C. Siren can be like that sometimes. She'll see a bug and I'm like, don't kill it. And I step on that motherfucker because nature is metal. But, like, and that's just what this channel is, yo. You see, somebody swimming and a hippopotamus is just coming to eat them. It's just like, yo, man, y'all better stop fucking with this earth, yo. This earth. This whole solar system is violent. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
I just saw a picture of a peregrine falcon taking down a bald eagle.
Oh, shit. I don't know if it was an eagle. See, I'm bad with animals. I think it was the first time I've ever seen a turkey buzzard up close.
Uh-huh.
It was fucking this squirrel up in the middle of the street around the corner. It was a dead squirrel. Somebody ran over a squirrel.
Like live. You saw it in real life?
Yeah. Like, he didn't even get out the way of the car. You know, them turkey buzzards is fat. He just looked at me and kept eating the squirrel's face. And I was going to film it and put it on the Nature is Metal show, but I had to make sure my kid was okay.
You remember when that eagle took out that cat outside the...
Yeah, we saw an eagle eating a cat in the middle of a street. It's wild down here by the beach. So, yeah, New York, New York, you got to go on your Instagram search thing and see what's in there. Mine is what was mine? Mine was just sports, like I said, sports, animals, and it was really lame. Like, and I was disappointed because my brother, like, it was a bunch of us who did it, and they all got, like, fat asses and titties and all these girls, and I was like, yo, I got to follow more of that. Like, I don't have none of that on my page. My page is awful, but I'm not on Instagram a lot. I don't really look, unless my brother sends something through for me to click on the link and I got to catch up. I really don't get on Instagram like that. What is your, before we get off the topic, man, it's already 45 minutes. We got so much to catch up on. What is your social media de jour? DJ Cesar, you're the same. So, Blur, I'll go to you. What is the social media app, if you only had to choose one, what would you do? Or what would you be on?
And it's funny, I was going to say this, because I don't know if I count YouTube as social media, but some people do, and I will say this, because technically I already pay for social media, because I got YouTube Premium, and I got it for free, and then I got it for like $1 for the year, and I've just had it ever since. And I don't get commercials, I get like other features, like as far as like sending clips to other people and like different services you get with the Premium. And like, oh, it's just life now. So I technically kind of already pay for one. I probably could go back to not having YouTube Premium because I don't really think the commercials were too bad, but it's cheap, so I don't mind it. But, yeah, my watch time on YouTube be like 19 to 22 hours a day. So I stay on YouTube.
First of all, stop bullshitting. You're not watching 22 hours of YouTube in a day. There's only 24 hours. I know you're not out here living a good life with just 2 hours of sleep. You got one kidney. What you got? You got one rib.
If you got
22, if you're watching YouTube 22 hours out of the day, you got a problem.
But that goes to it though. Like, that's what I'm saying. I use YouTube for everything. Like, sometimes it's just the music, or sometimes it's playing. Like, I'll be at work, and it'd be like an 8-hour loop of video game music playing, because video game music has you focus on what you're doing. So like, my YouTube is still on, even if I'm not right at that moment looking at the screen or watching anything. I still use it for everything else.
All right, we'll take YouTube out of it. I've never listened to YouTube music. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I would stab myself in the ears.
Take YouTube out of it. Out of the big five or six, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all that. What would be your social media of choice if you had to take YouTube out of it?
It would probably just be Instagram, to be honest. That's probably the only one that I'm actually on, if you're not counting YouTube. I don't really go to Facebook. I mean, it's not really there. Don't have TikTok. Don't have Twitter. So I think I might have a Reddit page, but I ain't been on that in forever. So, yeah, just Instagram, I guess.
Okay. New York, what about you?
Nah, at first I was going to say either Instagram or Twitter, but I forgot all about Reddit. Reddit is crazy. Reddit is crazy. I don't know. But it has to be, yo, I don't know. It has to either be between Twitter or Reddit. Because Twitter and Reddit be getting crazy in the comments, and that should make me laugh before I go to sleep at night. So it got to be between those two.
Okay, DJ C-Sire?
I'm going to be the lame and say Facebook, because that's what I'm on the most. But I'd rather say, but yeah, between Reddit and Instagram is the second. Reddit and Instagram, but it's Facebook.
If all my friends used it, I would love to use Marco Polo more. My friends go through, you know, spurts where they'll get on there and post videos. Because I like seeing my boys, like, talking, especially, like, when shit's going on around them. I think it's always entertaining. So that's my favorite social media app, because it's just like my friends talk, especially, like, you know, because you got to do it, like, for it not to be boring, you got to do it in, like, 15 seconds. But, yeah, you know, if I take that out of it just because, you know, my friends don't really use it anymore. I really, really liked Twitter when it first dropped, just because, like, if Twitter could go back to, and again, if it was $2 a month, I think I'd pay for it. Just whoever I follow and the information comes as the most recent, not, you know, I see my brother's post from 2 days ago today. But whatever's the most recent and I can scroll up, I think that would be my favorite. But all right, Blair, you got anything else on social media?
Man, it's almost an hour.
Nah, man, it's interesting to see where this is going, man. I really think everything is going to be subscription-based where you have to pay for it, and people really going to have to decide what's worth their money. Tesla started it, and I think I know BMW and I think Mercedes are going to have, you don't have to like pay a monthly fee for certain services in your own car. And if you don't pay for it, you can't have that feature. And I think, matter of fact, I think Ford is thinking about it as well for like the Mustang, like to unlock like the full horsepower, you have to pay a monthly fee. The subscription stuff, man, about to start getting crazy.
I think you got to do that now with Cadillac because they're the only car with fully autonomous drive, and I think you got to pay a monthly subscription because Cadillac hires people to consistently drive on the roads in America and consistently updates in your car, and I think you have to pay for that.
I mean, I know you pay for OnStar, but I don't think you should be able to still use. I don't know. Maybe you can't use the Total Cruise or the Super Cruise without a subscription. Maybe it did tie it to OnStar, but like, you can't use your heated seats in the new Mercedes. Like, to have your heated seats, you have to pay a monthly subscription.
That's whack. If I pay for the winter package, I'm gonna get the heated seats. But I guess it's because probably all their cars have the potential now versus buying, you know, I mean, like, I'm old, I mean, you know.
You just got to turn it on.
Right, just turn it on versus you pay for it anyways. I mean, yeah, it's not a subscription, and it's probably, I guess, cheaper. But if you added that package, then you add that on, you paid for that. But, I mean, that's a one-time payment versus if I got to pay it to keep. I guess you could, hey, could you just pay for the cold month?
I know.
I just need it. I only need it about, you know, 5 months a year.
All right, we got to move on, y'all. That's enough of that nerd talk. New York, you got anything you want to discuss?
Oh, no, I'm ready for the topic.
DJ C-Siren, anything in particular?
Wait for what?
You got a specific thing that you want to discuss tonight?
No,
You ain't got to make it up, man.
Okay, that's okay. You got other things to talk about. I was going to say Dilbert, but we don't have to go.
Dilbert?
Yeah. Look, that white man.
Oh, yeah, he's racist. That's too much of it. I mean, he's racist and white. All right, we'll finish that another day. Text it in the group. We'll talk about it next week. I got to do more information. I got to do more research on who he is. Yo, I put a video in the chat, yo. This chick called a dude gay, and he picked up a shopping cart and hit her upside the head with it. And I don't think that he was wrong.
No, I think he's probably gay.
You didn't even see it.
I didn't see
you
it.
Gotta go on the group chat and see it. It's absolutely phenomenal, man. I feel bad for the chick. And it's like one of them like Walmart carts. It wasn't like a regular supermarket cart. It was like one of them big warehouse store shopping carts.
Like a Sam's Club?
Yeah, like a Sam's Club. Here outside the head. I mean, that's the story. Who knows what really happened? But apparently she called him gay. You know, this happened in Brazil. You can't. I don't know if you're allowed to be gay in Brazil.
No, you can't.
He didn't like it, so he picked up a shopping cart above his head and smacked her upside the head with it. Mm. And again, I've always said you should never hit a woman. I never hit a woman. DJ C, sorry, can attest. I'll even raise my voice at her. I don't believe in hitting women. I've been scarred as a kid. But you invite someone else in your mouth, pause, you gotta accept the repercussion. Now, he should definitely be charged with assault because she didn't put her hands on him, but she has to accept some blame for it. Blur, did you see the video I put in the chat? And what did you think about it? It's a great video.
Yeah, the video's, I won't say hilarious because, you know, he did lay her out.
No,
but
It's hilarious.
It's kind of hilarious. I don't know if the she called him gay part. Like the first video I saw, it said because she kept hitting him in the back of the leg and the back of the calf with her cart because she was behind him. Now, I can believe that. That makes sense to me. Someone keep ramming you in the back with their cart, they deserve to get hit with a cart. But just because someone calls you a name, I don't think that's enough to resort to violence.
So if somebody calls you a nigger, you good?
Context,
I
but
heard you.
At this point, again, we talked about the beard. It depends on what we're willing to lose. Like, I mean, time and a place for everything.
Nah, you just said you can't hit somebody for saying something to you. But if one of these white people called you a nigger, I done heard about you hitting people with laptops for less. Don't back out now. You got to understand, if he ain't gay and he's offended by it, he should be allowed to hit her upside the head.
I mean, people going to react how they going to react. I wouldn't say that that's worth hitting somebody. And again, he laid her out. She was out cold. Like, she went, ready to go night-night. Everybody go night-night. Time to go night-night. Like, she was out. And, yeah, there was enough to give her the 10 count. But, nah, I don't think someone calling you gay is grounds for getting laid out. But, again, like, if they're going to keep running into the back of your leg with the cart, then, yeah, hit them with that cart. But outside of that.
What if somebody called you a nigger, is that worth it?
In some cases, yeah. Because I think gay is not on the level of the N-word. We're gonna put that out there right there. There are some things, like, so if we're going to say some things are worth words that we're fighting over, it would probably be just that one. Being called gay or being called a faggot. Like, that ain't it. None of those are on the same level as nigger, any of that. They're not even in the same playing field.
That's a whole nother interesting topic. I mean, I think you're saying that because you're not gay, but you're black. Like, and I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that because I don't think it's on the same level either. But I think that's my bias. Like, if I was gay, then maybe I would say, I wonder what gay black people thought. I should call Gene. I wonder what a gay black person feels like, if it's the same or if it's not. Gene from the Civil Rights, I don't think he'll ever say anything's on that nigger word. Interesting though. New York, what you got?
All I'm gonna say is every action has a reaction, and if you do a dumb shit, just make sure you know who you playing with at that time, because a lot of people are not out here to play. So if you want to be bumping people with your cart or whatever, starting shit and acting like your nose is all high, you on your high pedestal thinking nobody is going to touch you, I don't think you can walk around like that. Especially in this case. This was a nasty case of, y'all, you know what I mean, look, you starting shit but not finishing it. Ain't no way, whether you calling somebody gay out their name, calling them the N-word, you bumping them with the cart, ain't no way that you starting stuff like that and acting like somebody is not going to have a reaction. Now, granted, the reaction was a little extreme, but
did you watch the video
for his reaction? Yeah, and what I feel bad for saying this. What impressed me about the entire video, right? So, shorty, right there, you know what I mean, whatever, she called him gay, bumping him with the car or whatever, just chilling there, right? He turns and looks at shorty, right, and then walks off, grabs the car. Her main focal point was tunnel vision. She's just trying to get in line to pay for her stuff. She ain't look off to see where he walking off to. She didn't see that. She didn't peep off where he walked off to. Meanwhile, she looking at the cash register. He coming back with a whole cart. Come back a whole cart. Beamed it out of her noggin, her llama beam. Beamed it out her whole llama beam. Knocked her off the top. Because she didn't have no type of awareness. And the whole impressive thing about that whole video, when he hit her with that cart, the cart landed right side up. So when the other pedestrian grabbed the cart, he just rolled it out the way. That shit was crazy to me.
It's a phenomenal video. I mean, God bless her. I hope she's okay. But the fact that he had a cart, but notice that there was an empty cart just to the left of him and walked off to grab that. Because, like, what if he grabbed the cart with, like muffins and stuff in it? They're like, he'd have bobbed upside the head and, like, groceries and would have went in there. Like, he ain't got a clean cart. And he ain't flinched when he cleaned that. Like, he did a hang clean. Like, he's lifted stuff before. This wasn't his first rodeo with picking up a cart. I don't know if he's a serial cart thrower. So he should be in there. It was a phenomenal feat. All right. So, done with that. Let's see what we got. Ja Morant. Oh, no. Tennessee. Let's go to this one. Tennessee bans drag queens. Now, I know I'm speaking to gay people. Oh, well, I guess drag queens don't necessarily mean you're gay. You just... Oh, well, no. Before we go to the drag queens, let's talk about the drag king. So, not the drag king. What's that boy name? Ant-Man. Kang. What's Kang's name? Who you like?
Jonathan
Majors. He was on the Ebony cover.
We talked about this.
Did we already talk about this? Did we talk about this last week?
Maybe not. I thought you did.
All right, we just done it real quick. We just burned the topic so we can catch up because we're a week behind. Jonathan Majors did an Ebony cover. He had a bunch of flowers and high heels.
People were just. It was a coat.
Oh, it was a coat that was flowered? It looked like flowers. It had ruffles. Mm-hmm. He looked like a pirate in high heels. People said that they're emasculating black men because they're making black men. Anytime a black man is starting to become popular because Jonathan Majors is starting to hit this run, he was in Ant-Man. He's in Creed. He's starting to do all these major major movies, and he's starting to become like a spotlight more and more. He's becoming like the next one. And then all of a sudden he's in a flower coat with heels. I'll come to you last, DJ C-Sign. New York, I'll go to you first. Do you think this was an example of them emasculating a black man? Or do you think this is just art?
Art one, fashion another. Emasculating. At the end, I really don't know what emasculating means. I understand what emasculating means, but like, what is the criteria that we're basing it off of? Because I mean, if it's just so cut and dry off of boys play with blue or anything that's related to blue, or girls play with anything that's related to pink, and that's just associated with those two genders. I really don't see it. Let's say I don't know how I'm going to explain it or anything like that. Like, just say for instance, hair, boys' hair is supposed to be cut, but girls' hair is supposed to be long. Who is it to say that it's the gender role of why can't a woman cut her hair short and then a man can wear his hair long, stuff like that. So it's just certain things that go in inside of like this culture of America talking about the emasculation of the black man and stuff like that. I don't understand how people associate certain things with certain genders when it could be it just people can do whatever they want in their life, in a sense. So I don't give into all that. It's the emasculation of the black man, whatever, this, that, and the third, boom, 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 whatever. Like, who came up with those ideas that only women can wear their hair long or stuff like that or anything like that? Because, I mean, even take the dress situation or anything like that. What about the people in Irish, in Ireland that wear the kilt and stuff like that, but we over here call it dresses and stuff like that? Like, I don't understand it. But I don't know all that emasculation and stuff like that, yeah.
My bad, I thought you was done. You know, you got watch the pauses around me.
Oh, Blur, yeah, what you think?
I get it. I don't feel like this is an example of men or black men specifically being emasculated. Is there some type of push or agenda towards that? Possibly, and maybe there is some instances that I don't think this is it. The designer or the person running the photo shoot showed exactly where his inspiration came from. It's from the anime One Piece, a particular character who does wear that color and that color profile, and he does wear like a big feather fluffy coat. So yeah, if someone was to cosplay in that, you wouldn't say that's emasculating, and this is not much further from that. It's inspired by this character. That said, I didn't like seeing the man wearing the high heel shoes that turned into pants. I'm assuming that was all one pants. It looked like one pants, that pants that went all the way into high heel shoes. But, you know, fashion is fashion. And it was specifically for the cover. So I get it. I didn't really think it was gay or in and of itself emasculating. But I do think there are instances where people are maybe trying to do that, but like, I don't like the whole thing of a merce, like men wearing purses and handbags, like, and I know, I mean, who said that men couldn't wear that? Nobody, but that was a female thing that men are co-opting, and if men are doing what females do, that's where that's kind of the holy mess. They're like, oh, now you're doing what typically, whether it's right or wrong, this is what women did, and now you're doing what women did. At some point, it get the lines become blurred, and that's fine. Things like that happen over time, but I can't say that that's not happening.
And I guess that's my question, is like, because they discuss about all the black people who started to get famous and then had to put a dress on, and I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast. You know, it's one of my favorites, and they were discussing about how, you know, like Martin had to wear a dress, Eddie Murphy, and all these dudes to get famous, but Dave Chappelle didn't. And I was like, well, Dave Chappelle did wear a dress. And Robin Hood Men and Tights, he was running around in a dress at one point. But I think that as comedians, when Jamie Foxx did Wanda, like, we all laughed at that. We didn't think Jamie Foxx was doing it to try and get ahead or being emasculated. I think when it comes to the fashion industry, I'm not a part of it because I don't get it. But there's a lot of gay people in fashion. And from what, you know, I've just with DJ C. Siren because she loves fashion. Fashion is about taking risks. It's about trying new things, setting new standards, setting new boundaries, and trying to see if something works. And sometimes those gender lines get blurred. Now, would I walk around in high heels? No. I just don't. They don't ever look comfortable. I love the fact when women wear them because their legs look better, but I also feel bad for women's feet. Like, women's feet be fucked up in them heels. You ever see a woman who wears high heels all the time? You ever really look at her feet? Her feet be fucked up. So, I don't know, man. I don't think there's, like, some – I'm not big on conspiracy theorists. Like, I don't think Jonathan Majors had to do this. And I hate to be that person, but this is also Ebony. It's not – if he did this for Vogue, I might be a little more concerned. And I don't know if that's just the racism I have in my mind that, oh, he's doing it for this white magazine. But Ebony ain't got that type of pool. Maybe Ebony does. Maybe Ebony's owned by the same people who does Vogue. It's just like BET. I don't know. But I would think Jonathan Majors is at the point where, like, if he walked into a studio to do a photo shoot and the dude say, yo, this is the character that inspired me, this is what I want you to be on, if Jonathan Majors said, nah, I don't want to do that, I would think that they would respect him enough not to do it. But I guess that's part of the whole, is their agenda being pushed? I mean, there's gay people in the Bible. I never understood about the whole agenda thing. Like, if you're not mad at God for putting gay people in the Bible, why are you mad at them for putting them on TV? Just change the channel if you don't want to see it. So I don't know. I actually thought the couple pictures look, you know, they look like they were well taken. It's for chicks, you know, trying to make them all do the whole sexiest man alive thing. But, you know, I didn't think it was like, I didn't look at him like, oh, he's gay. I was just like, oh, those shoes are weird. So, I don't know. All confusing. But y'all got anything else on that?
I will say this. Like, Michael B. Jordan said that his inspiration, he took a lot of inspiration when directing Creed and putting the story together from anime. Like, his his anime that he watched growing up in the fight scenes. And so I could see, like, and I know I don't, I mean, it's Jonathan Majors just on the cover. It's not specifically for Creed or anything, but I could definitely see the dude taking inspiration also from anime. Anime is invading mainstream since 2000, since the pandemic. And, yeah, I think for this specifically, I think people should just relax, pump their brakes, and like, all right, hold up. If you're not familiar with the character or the anime, that's fine, but understand that this is where it's coming from, and that's where it stops as well. Everything doesn't have to have a deeper meaning. It's just, you know, this is him inspired by this fictional character who happens to be, like you said, a pirate, who happens to be a pirate. So, yeah, this is what it's going to look like.
Okay. DJ C, sorry, you guys think on Jonathan Majors wearing high heels and being gay for a photo shoot?
Don't say
it. I'm joking.
He looked good.
You like dudes in high heels?
Yeah, he's wearing, I love Prince.
Prince was gay.
Who is that?
Yeah, like, how come they never said Prince was being emasculated?
I mean,
because he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Rick James wore heels. I mean, they all wore little high boots and stuff. But, I mean,
Rick James is definitely.
You got to take the context. If I saw somebody walking on down the street on that at a party, it maybe it's different. It's just, it is editorial. It's not that deep, people. It was cool. I like them boots.
You will wear them?
I don't know. They weren't really high up. They're like pants.
Mm.
Like pants.
Okay. So in discussing that, I guess that cookie got me. Getting all flummy. Ant-Man, can we discuss Ant-Man or no? I know me and DJ C. Cyrus saw Blur. Did you see it?
Yeah, man, I talked about it last week or the week before last.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't really discuss it. New York, did you see it?
Nah, I haven't. But y'all, feel free to talk about it. Feel free to talk about it. I'm not going to go see it.
Okay. Ant-Man, we'll just make this a quick review. Jonathan Majors is a really, really good actor. Thought he did a great job. I think Marvel is at the point where, because let's not get it twisted. Superhero stories are the same story over and over. Superhero who has superpowers has a conflict, and a villain is part of that conflict, puts them in a precarious situation, and they have to overcome it. You can only tell that story so many times in so many ways, especially within 2 hours. That's the good thing about comic books is comic books can go on forever and ever and ever. Yeah, it's an actual book. It can really, tell a good long story, whereas these movies got to really basically tell a comic book hierarchy within 2 hours. So I'm trying to give Ant-Man the benefit of the doubt, but honestly, thought it was okay, but I didn't think it was great. Blair, what'd you think? I just didn't think it had a good storyline.
You probably described like every single movie in existence, but I mean, I don't play comic book movies, but this one specifically, like, 2 weeks ago when I came in, I said it had a beginning, it had a middle, it had an end. Because I was trying to be polite. I was fresh out the theater. Said Jonathan Majors was good, but this just wasn't a good execution. I've been trying to be nicer with my reviews of movies and things. And whatever they were trying to do, they didn't execute it. It didn't land. And I won't say this is a problem for Marvel or comic book movies, but this one just wasn't it. It wasn't it. They made some bad choices. And the choices that they made that were good, they didn't stick the landing on. They didn't get it done completely. So very bad execution. I mean, the story possibly could have been, there probably was a good story somewhere in there. It just didn't translate to the screen. And the one, maybe two good things that were good about the movie, are definitely overshadowed by all the bad.
DJ Cesar, what do you think?
I guess I just didn't look at it as that deep. I mean, it wasn't like the best thing but I thought it was decent.
You know, what I was impressed with, you can tell that movie was nothing but green screen. And I actually thought they did a pretty good job with all the CGI behind it. Because it was supposed to be taken in the quantum realm. Lord knows that there's people down there with oxygen and energy. I mean, in a language and subatomic form. But cool. You know, so most of the movie was CGI, and you could tell, but I thought they did a really good job with it. I thought Jonathan Majors I think the boy's dope, man. I think he did a really, really good job. But Ant-Man is like the fun movies, and this turned into my daughter's an asshole movie. But she don't listen. Like, your dad's a superhero. Why don't you listen? I know when my son doesn't listen. I'm an accountant. That ain't impressive. That ain't nothing to be in awe. Like, your dad literally disappeared for 5 years and traveled in space to fight a Titan god. Why won't you listen? Like, he could Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I don't think that was one of the things that was just, like, so frustrating. I don't know if it, and, like, some of the reviews I've seen and the other critics and stuff, I don't know if I've seen the same. I did not like Cassie Lang, the daughter, man. It was, like, so much privilege and so much, like, I think I leaned over to my girl when we was in the movie. I was like, that's that white people shit. Like, your dad is bailing you out from jail, and you giving him lip in the car talking about what is he doing. Like, the whole talking back and it's, that was one of the things I think that was just badly executed because they wanted to make it seem like Ant-Man, Scott Lang, was like not doing anything, but the last time we seen him, he was saving the universe. And now they're trying to make it seem like, oh, yeah, he's just living off of that and not doing anything else, essentially retired from doing anything. But they didn't give us anything. They didn't give us that. They didn't show us, like, they're trying to tell us that he's essentially retired, living off of a book deal and a podcast and not living off his fame and not doing anything to help anybody. But you have to show that. That's like show, don't tell. Show us that he's not doing anything. Show us him walking past people needing help. They didn't do none of that. They just gave us his daughter who's criticizing him, saying that he's not doing anything. When he just bailed you out of jail, you shrunk a police car. See, I'm about to get frustrated again. You know, you the white girl, like people go, like you were in a riot or something or a protest, which we see all the time now, people getting killed and going to jail and being locked up. Your stepmom is a billionaire or wealthy. Your dad's a superhero. Your stepdad is a cop. And you shrink down a police car and all the cop do is raise his voice at you and you get it, give it back to him and walk out. Like the privilege, and then you spazzing on your dad, and like the movie didn't give us anything to justify any of that. And I'm just looking like, yo, if this little girl don't sit down and be quiet, like your dad just saved half the galaxy, and you over here giving him back talk. Like, yeah, that was just so frustrating. And I don't think anyone else actually saw it the way I saw it. But I was in it. I hate talking during the movie, but I laid over with my girl like, yo, that's some white people shit. Like, you ain't gonna just talk to your dad like that.
Which is why I came up with a million-dollar idea for Marvel and Batman. Not Marvel and Batman. Marvel and DC. And I don't know why they haven't thought about this before. Because there's all these nerds running around here who love these comic book movies. And they're so invested in how true it is to comics and the storylines. And we go to Comic-Con every year. I'm with the nerds. I stand with the nerds. I love them. They cool. They smell a little bit. We really need to work on your BO nerds because a lot of you don't wear deodorant. But you have good hearts. But I don't understand why Marvel and DC doesn't say, hey, we're doing a Joker origin story. We're doing a Batman origin story. Hey, we're doing the next Ant-Man, and we want to focus on the quantum realm. Send me your best script on what you think the comic book should include. You would get inundated with, because there's cool people like me who would never write that script. But there are a lot of nerds with some good ideas who know the comics back and forth that I think that you would get some good script and some good stories that you could give somebody $1 million for and then just create the visual.
So are you assuming that the people who wrote these stories don't know the comics?
I'm assuming that the people who wrote these stories don't know how to tell good stories.
All right, you might be tripping on that one. You might be tripping on that one. And this is the problem. I think we're a little bit, like, which person was it? One of the people who wrote Ant-Man is one of the Rick and Morty writers, and I know he's been working on a lot of stuff with Marvel, but I think the problem is that, all right, if you're not up on Rick and Morty, it's a cartoon, and...
Yeah, you just got to get high and watch that shit, yo.
Is it good?
It's
right?
Hilarious. It's great. In fact, they do the quantum realm and everything that you've seen in Ant-Man has been done on Rick and Morty better.
That's probably why.
The heist, they did a heist episode better than Ant-Man did the heist. They did the Council of Kangs and the whole, when he was in the probability storm, they did that better. The Council of Kangs better. Everything in the multiverse, they've already done it, and they've done it better. And so seeing it now, when you have to do it on this grand scale and in live action, like when you've seen something done better already, like it's going to take a little bit more for someone to act like they haven't seen it or they don't know that better is out there. Like the stakes have been raised by all the people who've seen this stuff done before.
Well, I haven't seen it, and I didn't think it was good. So, I mean, from your perspective, you've seen Rick and Morty. You've seen – those are the same people that – they wrote this new Ant-Man. So you've seen their potential, so I can understand your disappointment. But as someone who has no idea who Rick and Morty is, I can just tell you that it was a bad story, and they shouldn't have did it. I could come up with a better storyline than that.
I don't think the story itself was bad. I just think it was badly executed. Now, who gets responsibility for that? A lot of it to go around, a lot of blame to go around, which is kind of the reason, I don't know if we talked about it on here, when I said, dang, what's the dude who did, the director dude who got kicked out of the Bank of America, whatever, who did Fruitvale Station and the first Creed.
Oh, Coogler.
Yeah, Ryan Coogler, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to call him a great director because, I mean, at that point he only did 3 movies, and I'm like, Black Panther was cool, but I don't know if he gets full credit for Black Panther because there's so many people and there's so many different hands that go into making a Marvel movie. He don't have final say. He don't have the beginning say. They give you what to work with, and they tell you where you got to end up, and you're allowed to probably make some decisions in the middle. But best believe, Marvel and Kevin Feige right there with the hands-on approach throughout the whole thing. So it's so many people to get blamed for it.
But that supports my theory anymore. They need to open this up so these nerds can write these stories because obviously the people at Marvel who got all the control are putting out terrible stories now.
You can't really say that with all the success they had. Like Kevin Feige put out, I mean.
No. They used to be good. They're not good no more.
What do you mean no more? None of them.
Ant-Man was bad. I like Black Panther. I thought they were really handcuffed, and I like what they did with Black Panther. Doctor Strange, forgettable.
I liked it.
I mean, it was okay.
You liked it.
Spider-Man, forgettable.
No.
Besides when they all come together, it's everything other than that was forgettable.
It's good.
What else has been done from Marvel? It hasn't been good since Thanos snapped his fingers.
And a lot of that, and ironically, because Kevin Feige, because he's left and he came back to running it now, they are going to slow down because, again, part of that is Disney Plus. So they started putting out a lot more stuff that's going to go on Disney Plus that you have to watch to keep up with it. So they're going to slow down the content on Disney Plus. But after the thing, after the Infinity Saga, after Endgame and the Infinity Saga, like, this whole phase four that we just ended, they kind of planned for it to be a mess because there wasn't going to be a fallout. The idea was you're not going to have everything that just happened and there's not going to be any fallout from it. So it was going to be a little scattered.
I don't care, man.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Just tell a good story. Tell a good movie. But Ant-Man is supposed to start putting things back in order.
No, that's bullshit. I don't care what the order is. I don't care because I'm not one of these nerds out here. I don't care about none of that order and if it follows the timeline and how it's setting up for this. There just hasn't been good stories. They've told multiple stories, and none of them have been great, like Captain America, Civil War, the first Iron Man, the first Black Panther, and the Infinity Wars. And Thor 1 and 3, 2 was all right, but Thor 3, or Ragnarok. Was there two Thors or three Thors?
Four.
There was four Thors. There was four Thors? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the one, okay, well, anyway, well, two out of the four, 50%. But no, Blur, I mean, look, I know this is your bag, DJ C-Side, I know this is your bag. I like She-Hulk because I liked it because it was supposed to be corny, like Michael B. Jordan. So I like the fact that they made that real apparent in the beginning. Was it a great story? No. It wasn't a great story. These movies are supposed to be great stories, or at least something that's entertaining. And though, yes, full disclosure, I have been entertained. But none of them have been good like the Civil War movies and the Marvel of old. I mean, the Marvel of old had some duds. Iron Man 2 was terrible. Or was that 3? Which one was terrible? 2 or 3. One of them was terrible. But they haven't had a good one since Thanos snapped the face. Scattering got nothing to do with the story, yo.
It does, because I think part of the story was them trying to tell, I do think, first and foremost, everything you should be able to tell a good independent story, that whether it ties into something else or whether it's leading somewhere, it's true. But I thought Black Widow was cool. I thought Shang-Chi, I'm personally going to say the phase four of the movies, everything after Endgame, they haven't been their best, but I think I think it's part of its expectation as well.
Yeah, like you expect them to be good. I like that.
You expect, like, high quality out of them. And they weren't always shooting at 100%, but I do think you expect them to always put out good stuff. And, I mean, I'm probably a harsher critic on these movies than anything else, but, I don't think you need to outsource. I just think you might need to just get back to telling great stories, because I think if you just open it up and say, hey, everybody send us your good stuff, you're going to end up with the professionals anyway. You're going to end up with these people who write for a living, who get paid billions of dollars to tell stories, who know a backstory doing it. So I don't even think you need to do all that.
Well, see, and that may be where my ignorance comes in. Do they have professional comic book writers on this stuff? Because it don't seem like it. Go ahead, DJ Cesar.
It don't seem like it. It don't seem like these people.
It don't seem like somebody who can write a good story. I could have wrote that predictive Ant-Man movie. And look, shout out to Michael B. Jordan. I can write Creed to death. All right, before I even go see it, and I can't wait to see it. I already know it ain't going to be the best written movie. And I don't need it to be the best written movie. For the Rocky franchise, I need some action. I would like it to be a good drama because that seems like the way Michael B. Jordan has taken this thing with some a little bit of action in between it. But Ant-Man was just way too bad of a story. So I guess that's my question. Are professional writers doing this stuff? And I don't mean professional writers as movie writers. Are they taking the people who really love this kind of stuff and writing material?
Not necessarily. No.
Then I think that's the problem.
I think they are, though. Because, like, DJ, the people who are running the show, like, Kevin Feige started out with X-Men. And, like, not even just, like, working on X-Men. He just wanted to be a part of X-Men because he loved the comic. Like, he was volunteering to be a part of X-Men. And now he's running Marvel because he's been around it. Like,
was
he's of this. Jon Favreau, who does the Iron Man, he's of this. Like, well,
he
runs the show now. I don't think he actually writes the scripts, but.
No, I'm talking
again,
about
when
you said he started.
When
you said he started with X-Men, was he writing stuff?
No, when he started out, he was just there, assistant producing or something.
Out of here.
Like, just being around.
I want writers, yo. I think that'll save
me. See, that's what I'm saying. These are people who love and know the story. They love and know the comics.
Don't mean you can
like,
write.
Like,
you're
not people who just, like, don't know it. These are people who know the stuff.
I know basketball. I can't dunk. I need somebody who can write, bruh. I think that's what's going to save the franchise. Well, I think that would just make Marvel better because you could tell these superhero stories to the end of time. There's millions of comics out there, but you need people who know how to tell the story. And right now they can't. Right now they don't.
I don't know, man. I think they got for most part, not everybody. It's not always going to be the same people, but I think they got the right people in charge, and sometimes they miss. No one's ever went 100% from the free throw line for their career.
Well, right now
sometimes
they on the drought. Right now they on the drought.
I don't think you're complaining until now.
I'm not even complaining because I know what I'm getting from the movie. But you can't say that when we got done watching Ant-Man, we were just like, Like when Thanos snapped the finger, we were like, oh, shit. When T'Challa did the little terrible CGI flip and stabbed Michael B. Jordan, we were like, oh, shit. When Ant-Man grew, no, but we're talking about the whole movie, though. When Civil War happened and Ant-Man grew, we were like, oh, snap. And when Spider-Man showed up, we were like, oh, snap. Like, we love those movies. You can't tell me you'll ever watch Ant-Man again. Ant-Man 2 again. I watch Ant-Man 1 all day. Shout out to T.I., man. It's a damn shame what they did to him. Y'all got to stop drugging women.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just not so harsh. I mean, it is what it is. I don't think it's the downfall and the end of blah, blah, blah. I mean, they got too much wrong on it. Let's just go to another story. That's fine. You can go. That's cool. You can write another one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep going. I'm still entertained by them. So I'll still keep going to the Marvel movies. I said I was done after Doctor Strange. I said I was going to go see Black Panther 2 because it's black people. But we went and saw Ant-Man on opening day. But I'm a fan of Jonathan Majors ever since he did the Devil TV show. But, you know, all right. Next thing, we got 20 minutes. New York, you got anything? You've been quiet for a while. You good? We ain't ruin Ant-Man.
Not yet. Nah, I'm definitely not watching that shit. Y'all, he ruined nothing.
Oh, perfect example. Mandalorian. Predictable story, but they tell it really, really well. Who wrote The Mandalorian? That's cartoons.
Jon Favreau, the same person who do Iron Man.
Well, Iron Man's dead. He should have did Ant-Man then. Jon Favreau. All right, but enough on the nerd talk. All right, KFC is bringing back the double down. Are you excited, DJ C-Sign?
What's the double down?
The chicken breast as buns.
They're bringing it back?
Yeah, buddy.
Your tummy's not good.
I'm definitely trying
because I missed it last time. And then, you know, I'm trying to, you know.
no card. I got to see the card count.
Oh, we going this weekend.
My card.
Blur, you excited for the double down?
I am, man. I wanted to try it when it first came out, the first go-around, and I missed out completely. And so when I saw that they were bringing it back, I was like, oh, word, I'm actually giving it a shot this time. I'm not as excited as I was years ago when it first dropped, but, yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to make sure I get in there and get one.
New York, you excited for the double down? Am I the only one who's eating?
Look, I never had a double down. I literally just had to look it up right now. Like, I don't fuck with KFC like that. I don't really fuck with KFC like that. But I mean, I might have to try to see what it is.
Yo, it's chicken breast as buns. You don't have to fuck with KFC like that, yo. Just think about it. It's chicken breast as the buns. All right.
It was something else. They had something else that KFC
they got
used to always get, and they discontinued. But I can't remember what it was. But I was highly disappointed that they got rid of one of the. It was a couple items I liked, but it wasn't the double down.
All right. Chris Rock special's coming out Saturday. Blur, you excited?
Yeah, man, I said before I'm looking forward to this, man. I really want to see him tell his story and get his perspective. I don't know if I said it on here before, but, yeah, I'm not the biggest Chris Rock fan, but I want him to finally tell his story, and I'm glad he's getting paid for it. I mean, I know Netflix historically was giving comedians the bag to do stand-up on there, and I think they're getting behind Chris Rock on this one. So hopefully, if he already wasn't under contract with them, then he get a nice paycheck out of it. After that's over, though, I don't know if I'm going to, like, continue. Well, I ain't going for it. I'll watch Chris Rock whenever he puts something out. My expectations aren't high, but I'm excited to hear his side of the story.
His side of the story is getting smacked in front of millions. But, yeah, I'm excited to. I'm excited. I like Chris Rock's comedy. I don't think he's one of the – I definitely think he's one of the greats of all time, but I don't think he's top 10. But he's probably in the 20 range. He's somewhere around there, 20, 30 range, which, you know, ain't nothing to sneeze at. You know what I mean? I think Bigger and Blacker was his moment in the sun where nobody could really fuck with him. Then he came out, which I think is the most underrated thing for a comedian. That album he put out was hilarious.
He did two, didn't he?
Did he do two? I just remember No Sex in the Champagne Room. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a hit. And then things kind of went downhill from there. I liked his last one. I didn't think it was that bad. But I'm excited. Of course, everybody wants to hear how he addresses one of the biggest moments in Oscar history when he got smacked. And I even think the little side comment they left, you know, that they put out there, he was like, you know, people want to know if it hurt. He's like, yo, he was Ali. I was Pookie. Hell yeah, it hurt. I think that's just a great line. But yeah, I'm hoping that he does really. I'm hoping that he takes this moment, because though I think he had it coming, I also think Will Smith overreacted, and I think this is a good opportunity for Chris Rock, who's had a highly publicized divorce. Chris Rock movies are underrated too. Like, they're not anything. See, and that's why I get mad at Ant-Man. Because Chris Rock movies aren't great, but you can tell that they had a good idea in there, and, like, it wasn't executed perfectly, but it was extremely entertaining and funny. Like, Chris Rock movies aren't horrible,
hey,
but they aren't great.
My girl had something to mention off of what you just said.
Oh, bring her on. Welcome. What's her nickname? You got to give her a nickname.
Okay, well, she don't want to get on the mic now.
Oh, man, stop bullshit. Tell her to get on. Stop bullshit and get on, yo. Come on,
she,
yo. We only got
she already minutes. Took her nighttime medicine, but she said you can't say that Chris Rock deserved it and say that Will Smith overreacted.
It's
not
one
catch.
Or
you. Tell him to get on the right hard.
So what did you deserve? Okay, so my question is, if Chris Rock deserved it, but Will Smith overreacted, what did Chris Rock deserve? Either he deserved to get smacked or he deserved nothing.
No,
that's
not
all
true.
I'm saying.
You can have two things.
But what did
he
deserve?
He deserved to get smacked because he invited Will Smith to come up there and smack him when he talked about his wife. If somebody talked bad about you and Blur smacked him upside with the head with a laptop, I could say, yo, hey, bro, that was a bit overreactive. You could have just gripped him up and told him to keep your name out your mouth. You know what he would say? He shouldn't have said something about my girl. And you know what I would say? You're right.
Okay, agreed.
Hello? See? Welcome to the office.
Agreed.
Got to get you a nickname. So that's why I say, you know, he overreacted, but he kind of deserved it. You know what I mean? But are you excited to see Chris Rock? Are you excited? You going to watch Chris Rock this weekend?
I don't know. Are we watching it this weekend?
Sure.
He said, sure, we're watching it.
You make the decisions. Don't let him decide. You tell him what y'all
want. Hold up, man. Stay in your house, all right? How about that?
But, you know, what the hell are we talking about? Hey, we got to come up with a nickname for your girl, though. But, yeah, so I'm excited for
this
one.
I think it's different because I think this, correct me if I'm wrong, the first time that they're on, that I've seen on Netflix, that they're advertising, this is a live event.
Yeah.
So that's
the same
that's,
tape.
Yeah, that's pretty, because once I'm coming and I put my reminder on, I was like, oh, this is live. Okay. So I think that's kind of interesting and kind of cool. But
I wonder how they're going to count the streams.
I don't know.
I mean, they'll be able to keep track of it as far as, like, probably the same way they now, if you cut it on and you stay for a certain amount of time, that counts as a stream. But like, you don't have to watch the whole thing of anything for it to count as a stream. I think I forgot. It depends on how long the video is. Like for a movie, if you watch 6 minutes of it, it counts as a stream. So if you watch the first 6 minutes and you stop, you come back, that's another stream. Or at least that's what it was before. So
I'm sorry. I guess I might have phrased it the wrong way. I wonder how they're going to count the amount of people who watch it, because Netflix is famous for having their users' names shared. Like, are you going to be able to differentiate how many people tuned in, even though a lot of people share the same username and password for Netflix? I guess that's my question, if that makes sense.
I don't think that'll change. That'll probably be the same way they've been doing it.
I believe it. All right. There's snow in California. We're all going to die, right? Like, we should have never had kids, right?
any newborns out there, I don't know. This world's going to be pretty messed up by the time we keep growing.
Let's say what. What y'all think about New York, New York? What you think about the snow going on in Cali? Like, they out there making snowmen. Like, it's snow.
Yeah, no, it's very crazy. It's very crazy, yeah. Like you said, we all going to die. It's crazy. It's really crazy. I think... Like, even my birthday, February 15th, you know, every time when I was growing up, it always snowed around my birthday. That's why I couldn't have no birthday parties. It was always snow. This year around this time, why is it 70 degrees in February? Oh, we doomed. It's over now. We ain't got nothing to say. Snowing in California. Did Georgia probably got snow? You know what I mean? Texas probably got snow now. Like, nah, it's over. It's over for us.
Blur, what you think about the snow in Cali? Were you shocked? Do you just think it's just part of the Earth's course and stop spinning?
I ain't even hear nothing about it. I didn't know anything about it, but I'm not surprised. I mean... Hey,
colonize Mars, man. Ain't that what we're going for? Ain't that why Space Force was created or something like that? We gearing up for this. So, I mean, we just got to get to Mars or to the moon as quickly as we can, or get enough people up there so we can stop messing up this planet.
I'm just disappointed that my algorithm hasn't shown me somebody crit walking in snow. Like, I just want to see the tracks it leads. Like, I feel
Yo,
like
do you think people
algorithm...
still crit walk?
Yeah, I just saw a whole compilation the other day.
I bet you they've been crit walking to that new Harry Potter video game. Did you see when the PBIs did the Hogwarts shuffle? What'd you see?
Yeah.
Predominantly black institution.
It's called an HBCU.
Mm-hmm. You call PWIs, I call y'all PBIs. So DJ C. Sirens showed me predominantly black institution.
I don't know what that means.
Predominantly, you know what that word means. Black. You are institution. You went to school. Yeah, PBI. You call PWIs, I'm calling you PBI.
No, everyone calls you.
No, they don't. PBI. Only people from HBCUs call it PWI. Hey, can we have this argument another day? We only got
and
5 minutes.
White people.
Look, for y'all people, you showed me an Instagram video of PBIs and
HBCUs.
And Harry Potter.
Yeah. HBCUs and Harry Potter? Yeah.
Has anybody else seen that? Because I think Crips could do something with that, with the snow and Bloods.
With the phone?
Yeah. Does anybody know what video I'm talking about or no? All right, DJ.
I mean, I saw a video of like a Hogwarts school imagined as HBCUs, but I don't think I saw. I mean, I just saw it was like different images. I didn't see the actual video.
You ain't seen when the girl was doing the AKA step?
No, I ain't seen that one.
Oh, yeah. There's like 20 of those videos. DJ C. Tyron made me do it. But anyway, I think the gang should definitely be doing something in the snow out in L.A. But anyway. All right. So you good on Cali snow, DJ C. Tyron? Okay, because we got to burn through these. Israel and Iran, they're about to go to war again.
Israel, Iran?
Yeah. It's like a war, Jews and Muslims again. Hey, is somebody going to set off an atomic weapon? DJ C. Sire, what's your bet? Who do you think is going to bomb with a nuclear weapon first, Israel or Iran?
Oh, Israel.
You think Israel's going to do it first?
Yeah.
Oh, why you say that? The white...
Oh, let's not go there. But.
You ready to get us canceled with the Jews? I love the Jews. My best friend's a Jew.
No. They're just technologically, I think, more advanced.
You think so? Iran's got all the money. Aren't they got oil money?
They
got to have fight. They got
to board them up, yo.
No, they got to have money for them to be fighting the Jews.
Well,
you ain't fighting the Jews, bro.
Are you sure it's Iran or is it the Palestinians?
No, it's Iran. Blur, am I bugging? It's Iran, right?
Yeah, they're, I don't think, I saw something today on like CBS, they're talking about conflict, it's approaching, but it's not, it isn't inevitable, I think is what they said, but like they've been at like essentially a cold war or whatever, or a conflict is the word they keep using for like, for decades, man. Like, I don't think no one ever actually going to. Yeah, I don't think that anyone's actually going to cross that line. So, I think they're just going to keep going back and forth the way they have been.
Yeah, I can't believe Wonder Woman was in the Israel alarm. I still say she's the baddest Jew walking. Her, look, Jesus number one. I give him his props because he was a magician. She's number two.
A magician.
Yeah, he could walk on water and turn water into wine. Why? Why?
That's
not
sacrilegious. So I'm moving away from you.
That is not. You mean to tell me someone can turn?
You don't call me.
What did he turn into
David
bread?
David Copperfield is a magician.
No, he is a liar.
He's a magician.
No, he's not. He makes you think he's floating when he's really not. Jesus really did it. He really had magic.
Magicians, you're using the wrong words. Your vocabulary is flawed.
What is Hogwarts? Is that magic?
Yes.
But they really did it. They were really turning a bird into a person. Jesus really turned water into wine. David Copperfield makes you think he's walking on water, but he's really not.
Hogwarts is made up, so there you go. Now you say it's
fake. So is Jesus. Well, no, he's not, but you know what I mean.
Stop it. See? Now.
I know. I'm going to have a hard time. Jesus knows I love him.
Nah, see, now I got to repent. Now I got to repent after this show. Who's going on? I got to get baptized again.
Jesus gave me this.
We
got to
go.
Word.
We
got to
get in church. Get
Jesus knows I love Jesus. Jesus was a Jew. We in good company. All right. The Ohio train derailment. We never talked about it. Should we be, like, fearful of what's happening to our air? I feel like there should be, like, we should ask China for one of their balloons to see if the atomic explosion that happened in Ohio when this trail derailed is affecting our air quality. Blur, are you worried about anything with this Ohio derailment, train derailment? Shout out to Norfolk Southern. I live in their home base. Well, not a home base, it's Atlanta, but their name after.
Nah, man, I'm not worried. I mean, I can understand the people of Palestine, Ohio being concerned. I mean, they might have lasting long-term effects, but I don't think it's going to have, you know, nationwide impact of any kind. So, nah, I'm not worried about it. I mean, Trump effed up, and, I mean, people got to deal with it.
How are you not worried about our air quality? We're getting pollution from China. You're not worried about Ohio, especially you. You only two states away.
No, man, I don't think it's going to affect. Again, I think in that immediate area right there, it'll probably be, I mean, they might have to look out for some long-lasting or long-term effects, but I don't think if you're not in that right immediate area, I think you'll probably be all right.
New York, New York. Are you worried about it? They had to do a control burn.
Hell yes, I'm worried about it. People just keep downplaying this shit. Like what? There's not no water crisis going on in Flint, Michigan, and stuff like that, or this little chemical spill, whatever. It's just they everybody just turning the other cheek to it. Like, y'all, me, it's gonna go away. Nah, have y'all ever seen Hills Have Eyes? Y'all mean? You know what the defects turn into people? You know what I mean? What about the motherfucking commercials about motherfucking asbestos and all this other shit? You know what I mean? Mesothelioma and all this other shit. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all don't worry about that shit? Like, the fuck? This shit is in the chemicals. This shit is in the water. Niggas is just glancing over, oh, it's going to be all right. They're going to clean it up. Like, fuck, no, they not. They doing tests on that to bring their awareness to the motherfucking community. No. Hell no.
I got to get a clip of New York saying mesothelioma. Mesothelioma. I got to put that in a rap somewhere. Hey, we got to get out of here, man.
All I'm going to say, listen to it. The world's messed up is that they came out there, they said, we monitored the air, we monitored the soil, we monitored the water, y'all good. And they said, no, we having headaches, we got rashes, like, our eyes is burning, like, we ain't good. And they're like, oh, you're not? Okay, we'll come back out there. Let's do more tests. Okay, maybe it's not good. But it's like, y'all trying to just poo-poo this. Like, oh, yeah, y'all be good.
You know you're in bad company when the people who do the tests are visitors and then they leave right away.
Yeah, y'all
do. Like, if the people who are doing the test don't live there and are constantly monitoring it, then you're in a bad spot. But we got to get out of here. DJ Shishan, anything to say before we roll? Good show. Great to be back tonight. What you got, DJ Shishan?
Good night. Have a wonderful weekend.
Is that a girl or a guy?
I don't know. Have a good weekend.
Don't what?
Don't read Dilbert.
Oh, yeah. Well, put that in the chat so Blur can see it and the engineer can see it. Cause that's a little wild. Blur, what you got before we get out of here?
Oh, man, you know, love, peace, and happiness. I will put in the chat for next week, man. We might need the cartels to come into the U.S. and clean up the gangs. Apparently, it's already started happening. We might just need to pay the cartels. Come in here, clean up all our violence, and then we'll find another way to get y'all out. But apparently when the cartels come in, violence goes down. Who knew?
Hey, we got to come up with a nickname for your girl, man. Tell her I appreciate her joining the show. Enjoyed having her. Yeah, next week we got to get a nickname for her, man, so she can contribute. Love hearing from loved ones. New York, floor is yours, my brother. Close us out, man.
I'm just going to say this. We're going to wait to this conversation next week. I do not agree with the cartels coming in because they influence government and they throw officials out and they kill officials. We're not going to do the – no, no cartels in America. Please, no, no, no. Other than that, I think the main consensus or the theme here in this conversation is, you know what I mean, every action has a reaction. Right. Yeah, I mean, you can't just call Michael B. Jordan corny when he's a young kid and then he gets on the stage and he blows up to be bigger, yeah, I mean, to the bigger than an interviewer, yeah, I mean, and he decides to like stun on her a little bit. Stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, same thing with Chris Rock. Yeah, I mean, you got slapped way long ago, yeah, I mean. It don't take this long for you to address the slap that you got hit on stage for some shit that you caused, B. Some shit that you caused, B. I understand this is like a money grab for you, this, that, and the third. You played it your way, this, that, and the third, to capitalize your money. But it don't take this long to address the slap that you got hit on national stage, B. That was just like mad. That was mad many months ago. People forgot about that. I ain't even trying to hear your story no more. Whatever you trying to cover up or whatever excuse that you trying to give right now, you know what I mean? Nobody want to hear that. But we still going to watch your special or Saturday or whatever. But nobody trying to hear that. Other than that, you know what I mean? Every action has a reaction. Play your cards wisely. Other than that, you know what I mean? If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. You know what I mean? Keep stuff to yourself. Live your life. Maintain your health and your wealth. Prosper on. And that's it. That's it. Other than that, we're going to see each other on the next show. You know what I mean? Glad to have this conversation. Glad to have many more. And then we'll see y'all next week.
Watch out for that mesothelioma. Yeah, I got on
I'm in the back, changing my outfit. He said, "Rick, we will send the outfit." I said, "Wait, here I come, here I come, here I come, you boys be ready, 'cause here I come, here I come, here I come." You say, "Dad, you better come out with it. Go ahead, Duff, we got you some outfit. I'm in the back, changing my outfit. He said, "Rick, we will send the outfit." I said,